you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Well, it's God's word. You got to get excited about it, right,
Marianne?
It is,
and is there anybody anywhere that this doesn't apply to?
Yeah, this is a great verse, and it's going to dovetail nicely in with our story today in the Prime Lifetimes publication, our May edition. And I'm excited about it just because of the photo.
Yeah, it's
and
cute.
Then all my background in groceries and grocery stores, so it's going to fit well. But we'll get to that in just a few minutes. I want to mention a week from this Saturday, Marianne, the open house 35th celebration anniversary of the WLUJ
Amazing.
Studios this Saturday.
35 years
of lifting high the name of Jesus, proclaiming that good news message, ministering to people through radio broadcasts and their various events over the years. And a week from this Saturday, we'll have, did I say it yet, Portillo's chocolate cake.
Oh, those are so good. I'm hooked on those now because of you.
And it's a rich chocolate. It's not like mamsy-pamsy, milk chocolate taste, though that's what I love. This is like that darker, rich. You just need a little sliver and you feel like you've had
people
your fill.
Are going to think that we're like food salesmen.
Yeah, that's right. We're foodies.
But it is good cake.
Yeah, so Portillo's has been great. They've been wonderful. In fact, I emailed the headquarters.
Oh, you emailed the headquarters asking for
that's
cake.
Right. I got an in there.
Oh, my. You talked to the owner of the whole chain.
Yeah, I tried to get, they agreed to providing 5 full cakes for us, along with three $25 gift cards
so
that we can raffle them off as people come in and sign up. And we have other gift cards to Wendy's, Cracker Barrel, Bed Bath & Beyond, other different businesses. So if you come and fill out one of our slips, it's just ask for like information, email, you can be eligible to win a prize. And we'll probably on Monday or Tuesday announce some of the winners.
It's going to be a fun day, isn't it?
It's going to be a fun day. And Butch is making his world-famous Italian beef. I can't wait for that.
I've heard so much about that. Okay, here's a question I think's interesting. Well, I'm asking it, so I think it is. WLUJ, you always say, and everybody always says, lifting high the name of Jesus is kind of their slogan.
Yeah, lifting up Jesus, L-U-J.
Okay, it does stand for that then.
Yeah,
lifting up Jesus.
L-U-J.
That's cool.
Yeah, in fact, many people just say L-U-J, lifting up Jesus.
Oh, wow.
And I say lifting high the name of Jesus sometimes just because that's what we're doing. We're lifting up Jesus.
So it stands for that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When we first went on the air with our very first station, WGNN, it was to stand for We're Your Good News Network.
Oh, yeah.
But when you only have one station, you can't have a network. But I was kind of visionary. I
believe
there would be more.
Whoa, now there's 19. Okay.
Yeah, and
that was visionary, Mark, when you were working out of your basement.
And then GNJ was like God and Jesus.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah, I have a million of them.
It's
been an exciting adventure. And we'll be celebrating 35 years for the family of stations.
Yeah.
Some board members, in fact, Peggy Meyer is driving in from Nashville, Tennessee to be a part of the gathering.
I like Peggy too.
Yeah, so she as a board member wanted to be there, and other board members and our staff will be there, and our new station manager will be there to visit with everyone. So
it's going to be a fun event. I bet people show up.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday, May 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. and there'll be some food, fun giveaways, prizes, drawings, and Handy Mike, he's our super volunteer there.
Don't you mean handyman?
No, he's Handy Mike. Oh. That's his business, Handy Mike. He is a handyman. He's like a contractor, electrician, all purpose. He's got our LED lights for our awning outside all lit up.
He's
enclosed this storage area and fixed that, insulated it.
That station's really
He's created window boxes that are right outside where Paul is, right at the front door and the front major window. Three different window boxes that Carolyn and Beth.
Oh,
Paul's wife and Tim's wife, they planted with flowers. And I think there's another flower arrangement, something that's going to hang on the fencing there. And something else he was going to be painting. He's putting up the letters. I think that's going up either yesterday or today, L-U-J.
Oh, wow.
And the address on the one wall. So,
well, that's what Tim was talking about in the staff meeting yesterday when he said Beth and Carolyn are out watering the boxes.
Yeah,
the
three of them. He custom built them and painted them and stained them. And
that's cool.
Yeah, they're really nice. So it's a great...
It's going to look really sharp.
Yeah, so we want you all to come out on Saturday, May 21st between 1 and 4 p.m. And there'll be the first 50 families or individuals. If there's four to a family, they don't get four gift bags. They'll just get one. But
they're going to march in separate.
If you come in, that's right. So one
for
family.
I don't know her. Oh, she's my mother. She answered to that name, but I don't know her.
We have the same last name, but we live apart.
That's right.
So the first 50 that attend will get special gift bags filled with goodies. And we have 300 Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupons.
300?
So 300. So some of those we hope to give away over the air in the coming days if you give a gift. But if you show up, we'll have one of those per family.
Fun.
So you can go over to the Texas Roadhouse, actually to any of them, and utilize it, whether it's the Joliet or the Decatur or the Springfield or the Champaign location. So we're excited about that. Thank you, God, for Texas Roadhouse and for all those that are contributing. We're working on some other gifts.
It's going to be a great event.
So, great event, Saturday, May 21st at our Springfield location, 600 West Mason Street in Springfield, Illinois, about 5 or 6 blocks from the state capitol. So come in for a little sightseeing trip on Saturday, visit the community, and then stop by between 1 and 4 p.m. Okay, have I hammered that home enough?
You have, but I'm willing to keep talking about it because it's going to be really a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. So here we are in May, and we have our May edition of the Prime Life Times publication that's informative, engaging, and positive. And I've turned to page A7 because Marianne is excited about this good news, bad news at the grocery store.
I think it's a fun article. Okay, this is by Lori Borgman. Good news, bad news at the grocery store. The good news is that grocery store shelves seem better stocked these days. Okay, she wrote this like a few weeks ago. Long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. The bad news is the little credit card machines at the checkouts that used to say chip, swipe, or tap now say arm, leg, or both. The rising cost of food is so bad that one of our girls extended the 5-second rule to 3 days.
Does everyone know what the 5-second
rule is? If it falls on the floor, okay to eat after 5 seconds. Yeah. No, my mother would not have agreed with that rule. Yeah. Okay.
Especially, when you were in Africa, with the dirt floors.
We did a lot of sweeping.
Yeah.
As a side benefit, she rarely sweeps anymore. I find myself studying the grocery circulars like I once studied the stock market. Last week, I hit 4 different stores to cash in on the specials. I felt good about all the savings until I realized I spent 6 times on fuel what I saved on food.
Geez.
We were in Kansas City recently, a city with some of the best grocery stores in the country. We took a cooler and brought home 3 reasonably priced, beautiful briskets. When we drove to Maine 2 years ago, we took a cooler and brought back 10 pounds of wild Maine blueberries, purchased at a produce stand without the middleman markup. Some people run drugs and guns across straight lines.
I know where this is going.
We run brisket and blueberries. We all have our priorities. Mm-hmm. As a family, we've been playing The Price is Right, shooting texts back and forth, guessing what someone paid for something at the store. We may rename the game The Price is Wrong. None of us seem able to keep up with rising costs.
Yeah, did you hear Holly yesterday during our staff meeting quoting all the gasoline prices?
Here.
Yeah, she follows that very closely.
Great.
She says, usually Costco's the lowest price, but then I've seen it over here at this
price, and
that was 20 cents cheaper here. And, you know, where David's at, we need to move to Baton Rouge. There's an oil refinery
right down there.
True.
Well, you know, when a staff meeting descends into everybody talking about the gas prices, you think something's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so she says, nearly all the grands are bacon lovers. On a good day, you can find a pack of bacon for $9.
You may have also noticed that some of the salad bars, they don't have the bacon in there anymore.
Oh,
they used to have those ground bacon bits or whatever. And there was one I won't name, and I was like, are they even removing some of the bacon?
That's going by the wayside, huh?
Yeah.
So she says you can find a pack of bacon for $9. Several of the Grands recently asked if I would make some for breakfast. I told them I would for their birthdays. The looks on their little faces was heartbreaking. Normally, I would have consoled myself with a piece of chocolate, but who can afford that? On the bright side, the new weight loss program is working well. Yeah. I keep wondering if costs will rise for streaming the Food Network. Walmart has said that consumers are aware of rising prices but haven't changed their behavior yet. Someone needs to tell Walmart it is hard to live without food. Some of the rising costs are on foods we don't really need and are better off without. I don't need Diet Coke, and I can live without Diet Coke. But once it becomes forbidden fruit, all I think about is Diet Coke.
This is like a stand-up comedian routine.
She's such
Somebody
a great
could
writer.
Take this and use it.
I recently saw that you can now place online orders for Girl Scout cookies. I imagine it makes it a lot more convenient to fill out your loan application at the same time. They take that Be Prepared business seriously. My husband said the way I carry on about the price of groceries, it's a wonder they don't bring drive-up orders to the car in an armored vehicle. I'm picking up an order tomorrow. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay. This is copyright Lori Borgman, used by permission. Lori, newspaper columnist and author of 6 books, is an engaging, entertaining speaker. Her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers. Learn more at loriborgman.com. That's LoriBorgman. And thank you, Rob Seidenberg, for meeting Lori and her graciousness in letting us have her articles.
And it mentions here her articles appear in more than 400 newspapers and the beloved Prime Lifetime publication.
Know. Thank you. That's right. That's
Woo-hoo.
Right.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yes, she is.
Looks
she's
like she has a lot of personality
and
that
looks
smile.
Funky, doesn't she?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She, I think, really is.
Well, turning now to page 2 under Lifestyles, there's Sweet Nancy A. Brain.
Oh, I like her so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to read that too then. Okay, page A2. Why do we invite ants to the picnic? Mm-hmm. By Nancy Brain.
And that's A-N-T-S.
Yes, it is. Oh, gee, I'm glad you said that. Why do we anybody invite their aunt so-and-so to the picnic? Okay, drag out the picnic table, fire up the grill, decorate the patio, and off we go. Into the season of sun and fun. But wait, just who is having all the fun? Are we or our guests? Remember the phrase, too many cooks spoil the stew? How about coining a similar sentiment? How many ants does it take to ruin a picnic? When I entertain, and I use that term loosely, I usually end up inviting, quote, ant not enough. I'm always unsure how much food, decorating, drinks, and amenities I should provide, and that nervy aunt has the audacity to keep whispering in my ear, not enough. So I overcook, overcompensate, overplan, and over everything. It's exhausting. Then there is nitpicky aunt white glove. Did I scour the cobblestone patio thoroughly? Are the gutters devoid of any encroaching leaves or maple pods? Isn't there just a smidge of a smear on the upper bedroom window that might be visible to some guest glancing skyward? My own personal non-favorite aunt is Aunt Mixer. Have I invited the right mix of guests? Are there enough over 60s, under 60s, under 20s, children, relatives, non-relatives? Is there such a thing as over-invite? If there is such a thing as over-invite, I have probably aspired to work that in also. The aunt that absolutely takes all the fun out of my picnics is Aunt Monitor.
Oh,
you know that pesky aunt that keeps roaming around, never being able to sit still, relax, and enjoy the guests and the food because she is constantly reminding me to straighten the arrangement of food on the table, asking everyone in sight whether they need anything at all, making sure everyone is engaging in conversation and no one is sulking over in the corner, running in and out of the house, refilling drinks and ice without a break in sight. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
If the answer to that question is a resounding no, then let me introduce you to my newest aunt that I totally love to have at my picnics. And that is Aunt, who are you trying to please? The correct and only answer is myself. I need to actually become a guest at my own party. All of my other guests don't need the patio scrubbed, food fit for a king, or even an overabundance of anything. All they need is good company, adequate nourishment, a place to sit, and restroom facilities. Once I placed myself in the position of guest, I learned how to actually have fun at my own expense. Less stress and less exhaustion make a pretty perfect picnic. Plus, I have fewer ants at my picnics. Enjoy your summer.
What's that word, angst?
Angst?
Yeah, that's kind of...
That means an emotional pathos, kind of you're upset and agitated.
Yeah, so I think that could kind of fit in here too.
That's
so
funny.
I'm not so angst at my picnic, but
ants,
it's kind of like sounds the same.
It does. We can let Nancy know that. I'm not sure it fits, but it's still, that's a pretty good thing you correlated there.
Somewhat.
Okay, so she says, enjoy your summer. And the byline is, Nancy, freelance writer and speaker, teaches ballroom dancing. She authored Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not. And a lot of people have used that book, Mark. She's co-founder of the Rest of Your Awesome Life Retirement Lifestyle Planning Project. Email Nancy at Nabasco32, that's N-A-B-A-S-O-3-2, at yahoo.com.
Of course, you see Nabasco and you think of Nabisco and you get hungry, right?
I think of Tabasco sauce when I see that. I don't know why.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Yeah, we got to have her back in. And one of these days, after COVID is totally lifted, we do want to invite her and Cindy Guthrie to put on some kind of seminar or session.
I know, we got to get things geared back up.
Yeah, and they like to do travel too. You know, somehow we got to arrange them to host something. And
are we going to read listener letters?
Yeah, so
we have a pile.
Okay, so how about starting out?
Okay. This is from Bernie.
Hey, Bernie
in Chatham. And he says, hi, Karen. Okay. Very nice to finally meet the great Karen Harrison last Saturday.
Oh, this is Bernie Lutschman.
It is.
Yeah, he's going to be a part of an interview, I believe, next Monday during Mark and Friends.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, he must have come to the open house because he says, very nice to finally meet the great Karen Harrison. What a wonderful event. We were truly blessed by everything. Very nice.
Now, thank you, Bernie. This comes from Larry from Tremont, Illinois. Mark, we moved to Tremont, Illinois, and I would like a schedule of programs for the stations we could reach. I think Bloomington and Lincoln or Peoria would reach us, but don't know the call letters. We'd appreciate it if you could help us find those schedules. We miss WGNN programs since we moved. And so, we get a couple of signal options into that area around Tremont, Illinois. So I sent that to him. And Larry and Jeannie have been listeners and supporters of the ministry for years. So they can always pick us up if they have a computer or listening device by our streaming audio. So that's another option for them to tune in. And
good.
I wrote that all out to them.
Oh, that's excellent. This is from Dee, not Dee Cheshire, a different Dee. And she says, I got to meet Tim Nelson today from Thursday mornings. He's the Thursday morning person.
Yep.
I love to hear his AM show. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for today's congratulations.
And that AM show re-airs at PM, 7:32 AM and PM, so you can listen to him in the evening. Yeah, he's got a smooth, good radio voice.
He does.
This comes from Rick from Springfield, and Rick writes, I pray this gift will make you a key part of blessing. For Springfield, God's blessings be with you guys. And thanks, Rick. And we did put it to good work, and we will always steward it as well as we can.
Very good. This is from Janice in Mount Zion.
Hey, Janice.
And she's requesting prayer for the peace of Ukraine. That's a great prayer request. And she misses some of the children's stories on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're still praying that through. So many children nowadays get their programming through the internet or through all the media that's available, podcasts. And so I know Moody dropped all of their children's programming some years ago, and we're trying to figure out, because there's a number of people on Saturday mornings that are out and about, and we'd love some other types of programming. And so we're looking at that and evaluating what would be the best for the listeners that'll tune in.
Well, I think that's important, what's best for the listeners, but I want to just put in my two cents.
Sure.
I am pretty old, it seems like, and I love children's programs. I listen to them. I love them.
Yeah. I used to love the one Ranger Bill. Of course, that was kind of had more than just
Bill.
Stories of the Woodlands.
I used to wake up to that.
Yeah, that's a classic. Here's a note from St. Joseph from Larice. And this is on one of the response cards for the Friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, and the WLUJ family of stations. And it says, comments, ideas, prayer requests, and praise reports are welcome. And she puts that your radio station is excellent, informative, and very outgoing. Go to more locations to sing.
Oh, Singing Men.
Event. So must have been at our event here when the Singing Men presented.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're working on some upcoming concerts. So we'll have more to say about
some
that.
Some people,
in the coming
that
days.
Might be the first time they had heard them or something.
I thought about
that.
People in the mall seem to appreciate it too. They stopped and watched and listened. In fact, we're praying up having a Singing Men of like Springfield in the coming days. More to say as we God puts that together, but we always pray for God's leading and His will.
Things are happening. Okay, this is from Linda in Champaign, and she says, you all are the best. Hmm. She underlined it on the air. That's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, this comes from Dean from Champaign. Great News Radio has great teaching and wonderful extras for all interests.
Oh, nice.
I thoroughly enjoy it. God bless all of you who are involved! Signed, Dean. Well, thank you, Dean. Appreciate your encouraging words and your support.
And this is one from Phyllis in Kingman, Indiana.
Oh, Phyllis writes us a lot.
I just want to say she's praising the Lord that she's feeling better, getting better. It's a praise report.
Yeah, she had sent a prayer request from the past. Yeah, she writes all the time.
I just want to say how much I appreciate that because, you know, I learned that a long time ago from somebody that said, you know, we ask for prayer. Please pray for me for this. Please pray for me that. We don't get back to them.
Yeah.
We don't praise God for the results sometimes and let them know. I just think that's really important.
Thank you, Phyllis, for the feedback, for the support, and being a part of our radio listening family. While you are part of the Prime Life Times publication, you can get a subscription. It's $30 for 12 consecutive months. We'd be happy to start it this month or next month or whenever you choose, and it'll be mailed first class in a big envelope right to your door, right to your mailbox, to your place of business, wherever you want it sent. Just contact us, 217-367-7777, or stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and right under the subscription tab, all the information is right there for you to sign up right away. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Have a great Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.